Wisconsin abortion rates have been decreasing, so have the number of clinics. The most recent closing means there are 4 clinics in 3 cities, Milwaukee, Appleton, and Madison. Abortion advocates say lack of demand is rarely the reason such services shut down. Kelda Helen Royce directs NARO Pro-Choice Wisconsin.
This is really part of a larger trend that's been happening in Wisconsin over the last 2 decades and really nationwide in reducing the availability of abortion services.
Roy says there are a number of barriers to abortion clinics. Courts have struck down at least one regulation. It required second and third trimester abortions be done only at hospitals, regardless of whether there was such a facility nearby. Roy says regulatory barriers are compounded by a lack of medical training for abortion doctors.
Medical students frequently express frustration to me that they want to be trained in how to provide abortions, but that training is not available at their program, or they have to take elective time to go do it somewhere else. So that's certainly a barrier.
Another abortion provider in Milwaukee has taken over the phone line of the now closed clinic, which was the scene of frequent picketing. Affiliated Medical Services Director Ann Olson says they wanted to make sure former patients of Summit could get health questions answered. She also says they wanted to let everyone know about other abortion services in southeast Wisconsin after Summit shut down.
Well, first of all, let me say that I feel quite confident that it was a business decision for them to close and had nothing to do with the protests and the flag waving and the praying in front of their building.
The out-of-state corporation that owns Summit did not say why it closed the Milwaukee location, nor did officials return repeated calls. Olson says there have been fewer protests at her clinic, Affiliated Medical, something she attributes to the success anti-abortion groups have had in court, leaving them less reason to pound the pavement. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.